The Strong by Marcel Schwab. The boredom and the terror had become extreme. Everywhere one heard the eternal metallic bouncing of shrapnel and the plaintive song of warheads broken in the air, like the uncertain sound of aeolian harps, chilled the bones. It was all in the night. A deep darkness broken only by the more opaque black of the corridors, the arches and the entrances to the caponias. You were warned that there were air intakes or vent holes above you by the clink of armored plates. The high caps of the vaults had a quadruple chamfer key, and along the ridges, from time to time, a weakly luminous bulb lit up the intersecting commissure of three stones because the piles were hardly working any more. In the narrow conduits that circulated, piercing the concrete block around the square courtyard, the clamour of the big iron rules which blocked the windows in oblique parallels tightened the temples and made the step quicken. And towards the centre, in the dark staircase, strewn with broken panes, one heard the moaning of the winch with the stifled sigh of the manoeuvring pump. Higher up, by the narrow iron staircase, ascended the groans of the team, while the turret, raised on its pivot, slid all around the circular with the creak of a chain. Through the slits of the enormous cylinder, one could see silhouetted side by side, lit by a greasy lantern, the twin guns on their white carriages. Suddenly the command, "Fire!" resounded in the shaft, and, glued to the cylinder, against their shelters, human specks turned with it. Silence reigned, interrupted by clashes of scrap metal on the cupola. Then the press warning came out of the shadows, and the turret sounded with a double explosion. The passage of men was felt by a breath and a rustle. Sometimes a platoon descended with a rhythmic step along the corridors towards the projectile wells. Others removed the beams, the joists, and the spare half-lodgings to carry them to the platforms, equipped the capsule.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?